This is Rochester Speaks, and I'm joined this morning by Debbie Evans, who is the founder, the president, and executive director of the Irondequoit Community Covered out there in Irondequoit. Debbie, thanks so much for the time this morning. Tell us the inspiring story of how you started Irondequoit Community Covered.
Well, first, thank you very much for inviting me. We started the food covered mostly because I grew up very food insecure and as a very scary feeling and not knowing where your next meal is going to come. I recognized some of that when my kids were in school. And sadder was that we noticed a lot of families that came back to school from Christmas vacation without anything. And I'm not a religious person, but I felt that Christmas is a time for hope and every child should have something, you know, to feel good about in the morning, which also gives them a sense of belonging. So that's how we started with a few really good friends of mine. We started a Christmas program where we would provide gifts and meals, Christmas meals, to the families that were recommended to us by the East Irondequoit School District. At that time, we only served East Irondequoit because that's all I knew. After that, we started getting families who asked if we provided food during the school year, which we did not. We didn't have that capacity or the knowledge even. And so I started really communicating with the town and other organizations to see if we could start a food pantry in our town because there wasn't one. And there was no people who needed food assistance if they went to any of the other suburbs. They were declined most of the time because they didn't live in that area. I found it extremely sad that Irondequoit was one of the only communities in the county that didn't have a food pantry. So I really worked hard to try to get the town government to help open one or open one themselves. And they thought it was a bad reflection on the community. So they did not want one. So I had to really start building up a base within our community. And when I was still denied that and they didn't feel it was as important as what other communities were seeing, I ran for town government and won. And then basically all these opportunities were open to us. I had a great support from Joe Morelli and Jim Alisi. And then Tom Ferraro, he was an amazing inspiration to me, and we worked together closely, and he helped me develop different programs within our food pantry, and that's the story of how it started.
The lengths to make this what it is today that you went to, that just doesn't...
I do want to say that once we opened the food pantry, it was available to everybody in the town, east and west Irondequoit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one of those stories that, like, you don't see unless you've been through that experience yourself. And for people who maybe, like, aren't by Western standards super wealthy, but at the same time, they didn't grow up not knowing where their next meal would come from, like, they weren't food insecure. It might be a little bit hard to grasp the challenges that you went through. How did that inspire you and drive you to continue, even to the point of running for town government to make this happen?
When I was young and when I would come home from school, if there was a big pot of sauce, I knew that that was the meals that we were going to have for the next few days. We also found that many of the times the school lunch that I had was the last meal that I had for the day. And, you know, it's very scary as a child to not know when you're going to eat, what you were going to eat. Going home from school, I was a big athlete, and getting home, we didn't have any snacks or anything like that. The school lunch program was not what it is today, and it was very humiliating. The government food lines were very humiliating. And so it really meant a lot to me to make sure that families did not experience what I experienced. It also, in my opinion, if you are food insecure or don't get enough food, you struggle more in school, whether it's academically or behaviorally. And I did. I was an angry kid. And a lot of times there's angry kids. They just don't understand the discrepancies between other people's homes and theirs. And, you know, it just shouldn't be that way. We live in a country of great wealth, and the disparity between that is huge. Oftentimes people don't understand that being food insecure isn't like looking at Ethiopia where, you know, people are skeletons and starving. It's just that we don't have as much, especially healthy foods, to get you through.
That's a big key, because my friend from the Spencer Fort Free Food Pantry, Pam Ayers, talks about her slogan is food is love, and the importance of food that oftentimes we just take for granted, especially that healthy food. How does the Irondequoit Community Cupboard help provide that as well, to make sure that people are not only just eating to fill their stomachs so they, you know, don't become skeletons, but more so than that, eating to thrive both mentally, physically, emotionally?
We, Irondequoit, had one of the highest levels of diabetes in the county. And once I found that out, because I do a lot of research to see what our community is about, I went to Reverend Jeff Printy at the Vineyard Church, and he allowed us graciously to start a garden there. And it started out very small, and we were able to provide fresh produce, you know, through the growing season. Now I have, I have an amazing garden coordinator, and it's a huge garden where we're able to provide herbs and fresh produce throughout the whole growing season. We also have people that I reach out to through our newsletters and Facebook page that do gardening at home when they have an overabundance, like I always do with tomatoes and zucchini and stuff. Bring it to us. We can always use it. And then also we have an amazing garden, a farm actually, that in the fall season provides a lot of fresh produce. And we are able to purchase, thankfully, from donations from the public market, Western New York's gardening and produce, and at great prices. And a lot of the produce that, you know, is really needed to make children and adults healthy. And instead of eating a bag of chips to fill them up, they're going to eat potatoes. You know, we try to get a variety of fresh produce, not just what you, you know, might think of, bananas and apples, stuff like that. We provide even unique produce. And if it's something that I didn't know about, we did a recipe of the month that would include that piece of produce and four other ingredients that we provided so that they could try it. And so, or even things you might not think about, like canned salmon. I wouldn't have known what to do with canned salmon. So we got a 5-ingredient or less recipe that made salmon patties. So we really try to build our food, our client choice model around healthier foods.
So important. And so if you're a community member in need in Irondequoit, how does someone get in touch with the pantry and be able to benefit from that?
They would call us. Our number is 336-9107, and we respond to everybody on Mondays, Mondays through Thursday, from 9 to 4, and Fridays 9 to noon. We're open for distribution on Tuesdays and Saturdays. It is by appointment only. What I do is a very brief intake over the phone, and then we let them know by our model all the items that we have in the building, and they can choose from that what they'd like. We then provide 7 days worth of that food to the family. They come through a drive-through and we put it in their trunk. And then at that time, we also offer a choice of chicken or ground beef. We offer fresh produce, eggs, cheese, you know, bread. So items like that, so they're getting what they need for at least a week. Oftentimes it's when their food stamps run out, or just to help them get through the system.
Mm-hmm. And that's how people can benefit if they're in need. But I know there are so many of us too who are fortunate and able to contribute. Maybe we have more than we need. And in that case, there's no better feeling and there's no better way to give back than to share that love and to share that food. And so how can we either volunteer our time or donate our food so that we can help others?
So every month I put a top 10 list out on our Facebook page and our newsletter to let people know what we're really, really short of. And again, our community is the most amazing. They would then donate what those items are. We're also able to purchase items from Foodlink. So monetary donations are very helpful, especially like for we purchase our meat and we purchase our produce. So that doesn't come from our garden, you know, throughout the other months. And so both donations from our top 10 list and then cash donations for items that we can't, that we couldn't get without them. And then also to pay for the utilities in our building. You did ask about volunteering as well. I do book out 3 months in advance. And on our website, we have a spot on there where you can get an application. You mail it to me for a Tuesday or Saturday. I respond. And we try to get as many people as we can. I only have people volunteer once a month because I believe as a community organization, it's very important to get as many people involved as possible. And I think that's how it really spreads the word and the community learns about all the different things that we do. So for people who want to do it every day of the week, we're not them.
Got it. Got it. And aroundaquickcommunitycover.org to learn more about, there's a tab there for volunteers for anybody who's looking to contribute in some way or those who need, again, that number 336-9107. Finally, Debbie, your mission statement to me really struck me when I saw your website is to provide emergency assistance to Arondaquoit residents with dignity, kindness, and without prejudice. Dignity and kindness, two things that maybe we have organizations in our world who do good work and they provide food and they provide people what they need. But what separates the Arondaquoit community covered when it comes to the dignity and the kindness that you show people who are in need?
Well, for starters, as soon as we get them on the phone and they tell us they're embarrassed by having to make the call, because that's usually the hardest thing, I make them feel comfortable. I let them know I was in their position and nobody is here to judge them. Just tell me what you need. If I have it, I will get it to you. All of our volunteers, they sign an agreement that they will treat people with kindness and dignity. If they don't, we won't let them work with us. Our board members, all our working board members, because I truly believe that the best way to make an organization work is you have to know how what you vote for impacts the people that you serve daily. So all of those things, and again, treating people almost like family. When they come through, they know that, especially our board members and myself who are out on the front lines, that we care about them. They'll ask us how we're doing just as much as I ask them how they're doing. And oftentimes they're just amazed at what we remember about the stories that they tell us. When I ask, you know, if somebody's been ill, how are you feeling this week, etc. That really means a lot to them. And on the phone, especially a lot of the people who live alone, we're their only conversation and link, you know, to the outside. And it's really important. It's really important to let people have a voice and to make them feel like they're wanted and needed in the country, in the world.
Oh, yeah. You're doing such great work there. Debbie Evans is the founder, the president and executive director of the Arondaquoit Community Covered. ArondaquoitCommunityCovered.org to learn more or to, you know, schedule your time to volunteer in the future or also to donate, and then 336-9107 is the number to call. Debbie, thank you so much for what you do for our community. It's desperately needed, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.